Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate with your hosts, Joe Daniel and John Wallace.
When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.
Take it easy, champ. Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Brought to you by CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to realtalk@wsjm.com. Now, here are John and Joe.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Joe Daniel in the studio with John Wallace and the Wortman Real Estate Group. That's the right name, Mark. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mark and Mary Wortman, Doug Wortman, multi-million-dollar producers, not hard to find five-star reviews for them across any place you can look for that matter. Hundreds of sales, a good three pages of featured listings sitting out on the mwortman.com website. Mark's cell phone, 269-876-2929. Email is markwortman@atproperties.com. Mary's cell phone, 269-208-1753. Email marywortman@aol.com. And Doug's cell phone, 269-930-2250. And the email is DougWortman@atproperties.com. You had a great 4th of July?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. So much fun.
It was a lot of fun. Hey, John, how are you?
Yeah. There's only four microphones in the studio, and there's five of us, so we're sharing a little bit today.
Mark, why are you shouting?
Gosh. I can make sure I got everybody's attention here today.
Wowzers.
Yeah, I was at the office in the morning, and that is you posted on my Facebook page. Yeah, I did take the laptops down to the in-laws on Lions Bar to work in the afternoon, too. So, but you guys had a series of open houses in Sister Lakes this weekend.
Yes. We just got a new listing. I had neighbors, local people from Chicago. It was a great open house. Everybody gave positive kudos. They said it's just adorable. It's got an updated kitchen, two updated full bathrooms, nice wood floors. It comes with an extra lot, and it's only priced at $123,000. So it's a bargain. You got Magician Lake right across the street. You can, there's a fire lane right there. A lot of people have walked down and jumped in. And
123?
Yeah. It's a bargain.
You're missing a comma. Yeah.
I want to go. Yeah.
What's the address?
50068 West Lakeshore Drive in Dwajak.
Hey, Doug, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing? All right.
He's here. He projects. He sounds like you, Mark.
Doug said he had to come because last time we had him on, he wasn't here to defend himself, and we just made fun of him pretty much the whole time. So he did say, like, hey, guys, I'm coming this time. No monkey business.
Well, he was showing houses last time. It's what you do.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Marky Mark, welcome to the show. Is it your first time?
No, it's my second time.
Oh, your second time. All right. I wasn't here for your first
time. Oh, wow. That's what we talked about you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, funny, I didn't hear that one.
Doug, just having broken into the business, as it were, and already quite busy, you are, as a realtor. Of course, you know some folks who can give you advice here and there.
Some pretty good mentors, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about getting into the industry and the business. Not how you made that decision, because we talked about that previously, but how has it been in this, oh my gosh, did I really want to do this?
It's going really well. I mean, we've had a lot of new listings that have come on this year. Got to learn going through those experiences. And then as far as from a buyer standpoint, going out and showing a lot of houses. And it's a fun experience to go out and show all the different homes from Lake Michigan to Inland Lakes to, you know, primary residential properties. And it's great going out and helping people find their dream homes.
Yeah. And you've got a number of, as a new realtor, you've got a number of people under contract buying houses right now.
Yeah.
So very successful. Mark, you look like you want to say something.
Well, Doug just had his first closing about 3 weeks ago.
So. Congratulations.
Aww, that was really
our
good.
Our little boy's growing up so fast.
Don't get all emotional here.
I'm sorry.
Now.
I'm just...
It was all cash and it was vacant land.
Of course, yeah. Easy, smooth sailing, right?
No appraisal issues, no repairs required.
No water, nothing.
Well, that is very exciting. I make sure my wife very happy, too, I'm sure.
Exactly, yep.
So were there more than one open house in Sister Lakes? I thought, because I saw a posting on LinkedIn, Doug, that had several houses shown.
Just this past weekend, we only had the one open house.
Yeah. And good traffic through on a holiday weekend?
Mm-hmm. Excellent traffic. We have a few more up there for sale, and so it worked out well after the open house. I brought the people up to see another home that we have at 67470 Lakeshore Drive for $155. Really cute house. Again, it's immaculate. Sits on a cul-de-sac, kind of a secluded area, but you just go down a few blocks and you've got deeded access to one of the lakes there.
Big,
and sisters.
Big Crooked
Lake. Big Crooked. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Two bedrooms, one full bath. Nice cozy cottage, fire pit in the back, and a second deck. There's two decks, detached one-car garage as well, 1,166 square feet. But for $155 to have a place you can get away to and have access to lake, deed and access,
yeah,
it's, you know,
well,
that's highly
it.
Affordable compared to, say, you know, $1.8
million. Yeah. Yeah.
And a spot to put your boat, too.
And the house is only 25 years old, so it's in very good shape.
Yeah. Again, that address, if you want to look at it, and all the properties currently listed with the Wartman Real Estate Group are out at mwartman.com. It's 67470 Lakeshore Drive in Dowagiac. We have, though, this weekend coming up Saturday, noon to 4 only. Is that the right time frame? I'm going to get the words right.
The
Ad Properties
summer.
Home for the Summer Tour.
Home for the Summer Tour. That is Home for the Summer.
Home for the Summer Tour. And it's AT Home for the Summer
only
at the website, right?
Only with Ad Properties.
Only with Ad Properties, yes. Right. And yeah, you got to watch your hashtags on that, because all of a sudden you'll end up with some girl rock band or something that's folks touring.
Home for the Summer Tour. Yeah, Jeremy's doing that this year.
Oh, that reminds me, Joe, I have to apologize. You know, because newspapers, sometimes you never find them, but they print their errors. Journey is touring with Def Leppard.
Last
week we talked about this. The Doobie Brothers are touring with Steely Dan.
Oh, I'm going to miss that one for sure.
I did get my tickets to Todd Rundgren, only $30 at Four Winds. That's pretty cheap for Todd.
Yeah.
And how many times have you seen Todd?
Twice.
Hey, Doug.
In the past 2 years.
Hey, Doug, we're having a cross conversation on the radio show. We're the young bucks in the room. Do you have any idea who Todd Rundgren is?
No. Steely Dan, I can get down with, but no.
Really?
I'll pull some vinyl out and you can listen.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you maybe even got some posters.
I even have a poster, but no, I have some great vinyl. If you know what that is.
I have some great vinyl.
Vinyl sounds better than digital.
Flooring? Like, I don't even know what vinyl is.
Oh, sure you do.
You better go back to Three Oaks. We'll start over. Have you ever heard of Prancer?
Yeah. I have heard of Prancer. Actually, John, we have to brag on ourselves.
There's a movie coming up, isn't there?
Yeah,
director of Prancer, John Hancock, is recording another movie, and John and I did our civic duty and tried to get parts in the movie.
Poor Joe.
So we went Friday, and we got to drink wine at 6 in the morning. It was actually grape juice, which was kind of a letdown. But other than that, it was a really good time at DeBlanc Winery. We got to watch
Beautiful views they have.
Absolutely beautiful. And it was a scene with which there's a country girl band playing at the winery, and we were loitering in the background. My favorite part was, you know, to be a good actor, because I'm accomplished now.
Wait. I want some clarification here.
Yeah.
I heard you were going to be an extra, and then they saw you and they moved you to the back of the room. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is this your acting debut? Is this what we're going
to
see?
They moved me to
Thank you, Joe.
I just got a haircut. You'll see the well-cut lines in the back of my head. But I think the best actors, because I'm a pro now, don't act. They just do. They relate to what they can do. So halfway through this scene, John gets up and takes a phone call and walks out of the picture. So you're going to see John doing what he always does, taking a phone call and walking through the middle of this scene.
John asked me to call him, so that was fine.
Yeah, I was missing a closing at the time to be there. So, you know, I had to make sure everything was okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'd cheat, having been an improv major in college decades and decades ago. When they say, okay, extras, go find a seat on in the deck at the Blonde Winery, I'm going right to the front row, right in front of the band. So I know the back of my head can be in this because you're shooting the band. So I'm in the front row. So
all right.
And then they move poor Joe to the back. They didn't like three guys sitting together, I think. They put him with a couple of women.
It was a winery. It was so nice.
No, it was.
Yeah. It looked like John, we had our summer intern was there as well. So it looked like John took his two grandkids to a winery. It was
great. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get back in just a moment because we have to take a break and talk about the Home for the Summer tour, which starts this weekend. There's three different weekends coming up, two here in July, one in August, with At Properties, AT Properties. The website is mwortman.com for Mark, Mary, and Doug for the Wortman Real Estate Group. And if I keep giving your phone numbers and emails out, we'll not have time to discuss these properties. So yeah, we'll post them on the website instead.
Perfect.
Good. Find all their information at mwortman.com. Yeah. Look at that. Look how nice that was. Put a little bow on it. Took 20 seconds tops. I don't even think it took that long.
I think it was more like 4.5.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate. Brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hey, girl, you coming to the housewarming party next weekend?
Absolutely.
Wait, you guys bought a house?
I thought you said you were going to save up, and it was going to take a while.
It was, but then we found out about Home Fund Me from CMG Financial in St. Joe. We were able to raise our down payment a lot faster than we thought.
No way!
What was that called again? Home Fund Me. That's H-O-M-E, fundme.com. The website tells you everything you need to know.
So this Home Fund Me thing is from CMG Financial?
What's CMG Financial?
They're a mortgage company. That's all they do. So they're really, really good at it. Their office is in downtown St. Joe.
Awesome. I'm going to check them out.
Copyright 2018 CMG Financial. All rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS number 1820 in most, but not all states. CMG Mortgage Incorporated is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Tired of renting? Visit cmgfi.com or call 269-932-0577.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate. Brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about Real Estate. John Wallace, Joe Daniel, after a holiday week and a very busy July in Southwest Michigan real estate. In the studio, it's the Wortman Real Estate Group, and Mark and Mary, adding Doug, clearly has advantages for you, because now instead of three emails and three cell phones, I can go one phone number that rings to all three of you. It's 269-932-4272, and one email that goes to all three of you, wortmangroup@atproperties.com. And that way, you know, one of the three of you should always be available unless Doug's taking care of the baby. And he's not really busy. A baby anymore.
No, almost two already. Ready, flies by.
Wow. So then they want the keys to the car, and they're
Soon
already
enough,
climbing.
Yeah, he's already trying to drive. He puts his hands on the steering wheel. Let him drive around a little bit in the neighborhood.
What neighborhood is that? Wait a second. I finance that house. I got that address somewhere. I'm going to drive somewhere else.
If you happen to be Doug Wortman's neighbor, raise your homeowner's insurance today.
So we had George in a few weeks ago, and the Home for the Summer tour with At Properties, the first of three weekends, starts off this Saturday. And this Saturday from noon to four, it's the Harbor Country Homes that kick off. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So if you haven't seen the beautiful four-color books, by the way, they're out and floating around all over Southwest Michigan. We have some in our office.
You can pick them up at Pizza Hut.
Can you really?
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to buy a pizza.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're right there.
Yeah, I just go to Pizza Hut for the At Home for the Summer tour and the mints. That's I don't actually get pizza there.
They have good pizza, too.
There is a website for the tour, by the way, too.
They are paying me for that.
Every time he says that, he gets a free pizza.
Well, that works. Just like being, having a can of the blonde wine and or bottle, I guess it would
a
be
can
the blonde
of wine.
Wine.
Well, I was thinking of
Bud Light commercial. You know,
it's been a good weekend.
It was a really good weekend.
Yeah, I had like a 30 pack of wine this weekend.
You never had boxed wine?
It's still not a can, John. I've never had canned wine. That's why we were making fun of you.
Look it up. They are coming out with canned wine now.
Is that a real thing?
It is a real thing now.
Yeah. What? Why?
Joe, you're behind the times.
I guess.
Yeah. Come on. Catch up.
I don't drink enough to keep up. I'm sorry.
Would you go out and get us one website and one phone number so it rings to Lori, me, you, or Shauna, and just like they have?
if Doug can do it, I can do it.
Well, it's very true.
That if you just want to take a look at the homes that are on the Home for the Summer tour, it's www.athomeforthesummer.com. And, of course, you can also find links at the at Properties What website, atproperties.com. But so this weekend, noon to 4, on Saturday only, we're going to start out in the Harbor Country area. Tell me about the tour and some of these homes. Kathy's got a listing.
Oh, yeah. She's in there. Absolutely. Yeah, that'll be open.
That address is 15605 Gardner Road in Galene. Three bedrooms, three baths, $1.8 million. There's a relationship between Kathy and you guys, right?
Yes. Does
everybody know that?
It's
I know that.
It's fine. Yeah, she's family.
But right below it in the book is a listing I think we talked about before, Mark. 13173 Flynn Road in Sawyer. Five bedrooms, 5.1 baths, 5.1 and a half. How do you do 0.1 baths? There's just a urinal?
One half bath.
Okay. 5.5 baths. $1.3 million. Gorgeous.
They just reduced it. It's now $1,275,000.
Wow.
So we're getting ready for the tour.
Yeah.
Prices come down, people come out. It's been a good thing. It's a wonderful house. It's if you've looked online, the backyard is spectacular with a large oversized pool, and the back of the house is all glass with an upper balcony area. It's really a neat house. Like you said earlier, they've got five bedrooms. It's a house that you could have multiple families in there and never see anybody. It's really a cool house.
That's a really good thing.
It is, yeah. Especially in Harbor Country, you have a lot of visitors, and you're like 10 minutes away from Warren Dunes, so you can go to Lake Michigan.
Not even. You're about... So here's the cool part about this house. I watched this house get built because I grew up about 3 miles away from it.
There you go.
Further down Flynn Road. So you're only 5 miles away from, or 5 minutes away from Warren Dunes. You have Greenbush. You're right off of I-94. You have Three Oaks on one side of you. But you're still getting that kind of country experience because this is on Flynn Road, part of the area where the houses are a little farther apart. You don't have neighbors right on top of you. It's great.
And your backyard is a cornfield.
And well, and not only the pool in the backyard, but also
beyond
the pool. There's a four-season room with a nice large hot tub in it. In the price range, you expect the house to be exquisite on the inside, and it really is.
It really is. And then if you're there in the wintertime, you've got indoor hot tub, you got a sauna as well. So you can hang out there, watch the fire, and jump in the hot tub if you want.
I'm looking at pictures right now. The outside, you've got a covered outdoor kitchen with a fridge and a wine cooler, built-in grill, a sink. John, my birthday is in a couple of weeks. Can you buy me this house for my birthday? I'm good for it.
For your birthday?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in 3 weeks.
Not unless I rob a bank.
Here's a little known fact. His birthday and my birthday are the same day.
Wait, yeah. Really? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Only a couple years apart, though.
July 27th?
Yeah.
High five for that. I hope that high five.
Are we going to Greenbush or?
We're going to the Cubs game.
You're going to the Cubs game again. Yeah, you guys took Joe to a Cubs game, and he
behaved,
was in the trunk of your car.
Is that we took him out at the seventh inning stretch, and then we put him back in.
That was a great experience. What shocked me was we went on a Wednesday, and the Cubs were playing the Dodgers, which Doug and Mark, I think, are the resident baseball buffs. I'm just there for the experience. And it's, what was it, 41,000 people there or something on a Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
And I know, like, we kind of took the day off, although it was really funny, because on the way there, we had to play cell phone roulette, because we call up, who needs to make a phone call? And we had to, like, queue it up. Like, it was Doug, and then Mary, and then Mark, and then me, and then back around the circle.
Yeah, we kept working.
Yeah, I can't believe how many people were there in the middle of the day on a work day. That's awesome.
Yeah. And they won. So it was an extra special
game.
Yeah. With the Cubs, you don't. Yeah. With the Cubs,
Mark
you don't
turns
get that
the microphone.
Yeah.
Are you really going to Cubs game for your birthday?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I will watch them on TV if they're playing.
No, it's July. You'll be selling houses or getting another listing.
No, not on my birthday.
Not on your birthday, really? You officially take a day off?
I think it's a Friday.
It is a Friday.
That's another reason you brought Doug on, too, though. You can take more days off.
Delegate.
It's my birthday, son. Go sell some houses or you're grounded.
Yeah, I expect you to write at least 3 loans that day, Joe.
It's my birthday. Why do people get houses for my birthday?
Back to the tour, though. Mm-hmm. The Home for the Summer tour. Some other houses that are included. There's a $1.4 million listing in New Buffalo, 4226 Ponchartrain.
Ponchartrain. Say it with me, New Orleans. Everybody together.
Ponchartrain.
Ponchartrain. All right.
But that's in New Orleans.
We do have another house on tour that day over on Brown Road.
You do?
Yeah.
That's your listing?
Yes. Absolutely.
Let me go live through here and find it.
Well, it's not in there.
Oh, it's not in that book.
It's in a special insert that is to be
that is coming out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that is 14621 Brown Road in Lakeside. Now, we're moving down into the more affordable range because this one's only $395, that listing price, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
3 bedrooms, 2 baths. 1,968 square feet, 2.3 acres means you've got, you're not crowding your neighbors around. And again, it's just a gorgeous pool in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. That one is so, so cool. Every house on that street is unique, all different. This one, it's a ranch style. It's sprawling. They're surrounded by woods. I guess there's kind of a preserve around there that'll never be built on. So you just feel like you're way up north. The people that own it, they added the pool and the pool house, and they just put in a brand new hot tub. So it's a great spot. They are renting it right now weekly. You can rent this place for $3,000 a week. It's awesome. Got to come down and see it.
I love this 3-season porch, not 4-season porch, with the wooden table that looks like we just carved right out of the tree, and the bar. I get very fond of bars. And in the fall, there is the propane heat out there as well, and the view from that back deck and it's three-season porch is just gorgeous.
Yeah, lots of pretty woods.
Yeah, I would venture to say, just looking at pictures here, this house looks very unassuming.
Right.
And what I mean by that is when I look at the outside picture, I'm going to go, you know, and then I'm starting to look at the inside pictures. And this is truly a house. I think you have to go inside and see the backyard to really appreciate. Not that the outside's in bad shape.
No, but it's unassuming, like you said.
I think it overperforms on the inside.
Well, Doug will tell us about the kitchen because it's kind of cool.
It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost got 2 kitchens. It's got like a butler area, great for entertaining, and then you got a full kitchen in there, granite countertops. So it's actually very well updated and inside. And then also, it's a great location. You're close to all the beaches, harbor country, but the price point, as John mentioned earlier, under $400,000 in that area with that much square footage, you just can't find.
Yeah, and inside, it's immaculate, turnkey-ready, beautiful hardwood floors, nice colors, some pastels or some burgundies in there, some greens in there, and, of course, a lot of white and beige as well, and a fireplace in the living room as well. It's a gorgeous house, and, again, the listing price is only $395. The address is 14621 Brown Road. 14621 Brown Road in Lakeside. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, pool, and hot tub, and almost to it, 2.33 acres. If I say 2.5, then I'm exaggerating. And
It seems like there's 100 because.
Well, that might be exaggerating.
Well, but as you said, you've got nature preserve nearby, and at 2.5 acres, you're not you don't have neighbors creeping in on you next door, looking out their bedroom window into yours. I know. So.
2.5 acres only seems small if it's wide open. And you can see, but like you said, with the kind of the nature preserve right behind, you're just looking at wood. I mean,
there's 80 acres behind it. I think it's the Chickaming.
Oh, the Chickaming Reserve. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful.
That's super nice.
Phone number again for the group, 269-932-4272. You can email the entire group, Mark, Doug, and Mary, at wortmangroup@atproperties.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate. Brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hey, girl, you coming to the housewarming party next weekend?
Absolutely.
Wait, you guys bought a house?
I thought you said you were going to save up, and it was going to take a while.
It was, but then we found out about Home Fund Me from CMG Financial in St. Joe. We were able to raise our down payment a lot faster than we thought.
No way!
What was that called again? Home Fund Me. That's HOME fundme.com. The website tells you everything you need to know. So this Home Fund Me thing is from CMG Financial? What's CMG Financial? They're a mortgage company. That's all they do. So they're really, really good at it. Their office is in downtown St. Joe. Awesome. I'm going to check them out.
Copyright 2018 CMG Financial. All rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS number 1820 in most, but not all states. CMG Mortgage Incorporated is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Tired of renting? Visit CMGFI.com or call 269-932-0577.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Joe Daniel, John Wallace, Doug Wortman, Mary Wortman, Mark Wortman, the Wortman Real Estate Group. You can email everybody on the team with one single email, wortmangroup@atproperties.com, and that way you get service quicker. And if you ring 269-932-4272, we should test this, Joe. All three of their phones go off once.
Test it. All right, I'm going to set a calendar reminder for 2 a.m. We'll Mine's see who answers
silent.
First.
Mine's on silent.
I got mine turned up.
See, Doug's ready. Doug's ready to go. It's like that's an old school collect call. Please state your name. Hey, it's John. Call me back real quick. Bye. Or hey, I'm at the school. I'm ready to get picked up. Bye. Do you accept the charges?
Oh yeah.
I had to walk to school. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. 15 miles uphill both ways in the snow. We've heard it.
No, it was 4 miles. But in the city and outside of Lansing and Grand Ledge, they didn't bus you if you lived in the city. Only the farmers.
Wow. So all these
houses.
Did
they have automobiles back then?
They did. Yeah. There was a Model A, the Model T.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been talking about the Home for the Summer tour, a few listings by the Wortman Group. And by the way, if you choose to live in these houses full time instead of a second home, all of these are along bus routes. I know that for a fact. And apparently that's a selling point, because when you live in the city, they don't do the bus thing.
And can somebody help me with a mortgage?
John, do you know? But
I think we could find somebody. Where did these come from? Did you drop these off?
Yeah, Mark must have dropped that off.
First crop of listings will cost you on Zillow.
ADD is strong.
What's
today.
The best time of the year for home buyers? New listings bloom in late spring. All this is from Zillow. I wonder if there's somebody else doing a show, because they're not my stuff.
I put them there. I walked over there and handed them to you.
And I set them down because I'm not paying
any
attention.
Were just like,
yeah, whatever.
Doesn't look
I got my own stuff, Mark.
I don't have something to talk about, but you know, it's up to you. I always like to bring new information.
Yeah.
Any other John, houses? When's the best time to buy a house?
When you can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's my answer to that.
Well, that was super salesy and appropriate, though. Yeah.
Well, according to Zillow, they published something back in May, and they said for buyers, the largest inventory selection-wise is in the spring. Duh. However, the best deals are July, August, and September, because based on national averages, the prices come down.
They do. And especially as you get towards that end of August and school's about to start, because home buyers in general, especially if they have kids, don't want to move after the school year starts, right, unless they have to because of jobs. And folks who are trying to sell that home and it hasn't sold for whatever reason go, I don't want to carry this through the winter and for another season. And prices tend to come down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, sometimes the buyer can, you know, whereas before the seller was, I'm not going to help you with your closing costs or anything because I have my bottom line. Maybe the price doesn't come down, but instead you get a little concession for something else.
So with the lack of inventory out there, and I know buyers are very frustrated because they can't always get what they want. Doug was able to put a deal together recently where instead of looking at homes that are just coming on the market, looked at homes that had been on the market 100 days and was able to put a deal together. And not only was the buyer happy, but the seller was happy too. Mm-hmm. And it worked out great for everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're working with a smart agent like Doug that can look beyond what's out there hitting him in the face, you can do pretty well.
Well, all of the houses that are, let's say for Southwest Michigan, if we get off of the waterfront in that 175 to 275 range, anything that's turnkey ready condition is gone that day, or it's gone in 2 days. And so you can't go in and say, I want seller's concessions from you. And you can't lowball the price, because chances are it's going to go for over the listing price if it's priced right, you know, because you're going to get a competitive bid and there'll be three or four bids coming in on it. On the other hand, if something's been sitting on the market for a while, that doesn't mean it's not in good shape. And if it just takes working with the buyers, both their lender and their real estate agent, to say, have you considered this? Because then you can find something maybe that becomes more affordable for you. And yeah, there are plenty of houses that haven't had their updates yet, but then you get the joy and fun, if you will, of doing that and turning it into something better than 2, 3, 5 years down the road, you're going to sell at a profit.
Right.
Hey, Mark, I want to ask you in particular, because in general, I would say we saw pricing on houses in Southwest Michigan jump last year. We're seeing that again this year. Are you concerned at all about another bubble?
Bubble?
Yeah. Well, look at it. Tell me why you're not concerned that we're not heading to another housing bubble, given that lending criteria are getting loosened up a little bit and houses continue to rise.
Well, I don't think we're heading towards a bubble. I think there's going to be a correction. I mean, when I look at what's happened here in Southwest Michigan, we've had an up market for about 4 years now, maybe we're in our fifth year. And if you look at the entire market in Southwest Michigan, the entire market has not gone up 20%.
No.
So if you look at it in a price category area in the under, let's say 300, it is going up significantly because there's no inventory. But I don't anticipate a bubble, because the economy is doing so well and we have unemployment rates going down. So people are making more money. Yeah, the mortgage rates are going up. It's going to slow it down a little bit, but I just think it's still a very healthy market. When you have a job and you have good employment and you've been doing it for a number of years now after we got out of the recession, I think there's still a lot of renewed interest, and I think there's a very positive attitude out there.
I also think that there is the two sides for our area. One is the huge number of renters, and rents only continue to go up. So you get folks that we have clients who are, they've been renting the same place for the past 12 years, yes, and finally have decided to buy a house, and they're on the retired side of life, not the first time home buyer 20 somethings just having kids. And folks who are doing well, the second home markets, we spent Saturday night playing cards down on Lions Park across from the in-laws with folks who come up from Indianapolis to their second home here on Lions Park.
What I'm seeing right now is I got three clients that I've been working with since January of 2016. January 2017. And so both of them were looking for houses. Both of them finally found a house to offer on this last 2 weeks. So I've worked with them for over a year and a half. And all I can say is when they started their search and what they ended up buying, the markets continued to go up, but they haven't found what they wanted. They finally found it and they're paying a little bit more. But I just still think there's some pent-up demand out there that is not being realized. And with no new construction or very little new construction. I just think there's the dynamics of the marketplace locally here is still very positive.
Well, and I have three or four couples right now who are actually, they're looking for condos.
Yep.
You know, they don't want to deal with, again,
boy, do I have a condo
my
you.
Kind of age.
I got two.
Yeah, down across from Tosi's maybe.
One over by Tosi's and one right downtown St. Joe.
There you go.
So, but I think there is some softness in the market in Chicago, and we always have to watch what's going on over in the big city, because it does ripple this way a little bit. And I think that might have to do with the way things are in the Chicago market. I mean, they're paying pretty high taxes at some point. It comes home to roost. But I just think that the overall, I'm still positive. I don't see a, quote, bubble on the horizon, but I don't have a good crystal ball sometimes either. But.
Well, and none of us have a perfect crystal ball. And I overall am not concerned. You just here and there, you hear some rumblings in the market. You see somebody throws an article out that...
I think the biggest issue that I see right now is I hear people talk about, quote, a bubble. And that's usually because they don't understand where the market is, and they can't believe the market is growing so much. We went down 30% in our values here.
Yeah,
we finally recovered that.
Yeah.
So you can say, wow, the market's really growing strong. Well, guess what? We were considered a value state to buy in up until recently. We still are. It's still of great value here for your money. Go to Indiana, go to Illinois, go to Wisconsin, look at prices over there and come back here and you'll say, wow,
Yeah.
The combination of the house prices are reasonable and our property taxes, even though they're high, are still more reasonable than most of the other states.
Oh, well, and look at Southwest Michigan. Let's go look at Holland and Grand Rapids for a second talk about pricing. And it's a whole different world above, again, where we are for the not necessarily for that lakefront second home. Those tend to be in the same ballpark. But for that primary residence or a second home that's not on the water, we're much more affordable.
Yep.
All right, we need to take another quick break. Are you ready for lightning round?
I'm researching frantically, but I will be. I'll be ready.
I think I threw him off with my birthday being the same day as his.
I know.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I actually, I'm forgoing lightning round because Mark and I will spend the
but
last
you're
part
of the little bonding
planning
here.
Our birthday. Yeah.
And we're going to do shots in here.
And you're not only old enough to be dad. I'm his grandfather, as he says. So,
how does that work? I'm older than you.
Real talk about real estate. The Wartman Real Estate Group in the studio. Email the entire team at wartmangroup@atproperties.com or call them 269-932-4272. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate. Brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hey, girl, you coming to the housewarming party next weekend?
Absolutely.
Wait, you guys bought a house?
I thought you said you were going to save up and it was going to take a while.
It was, but then we found out about Home Fund Me from CMG Financial in St. Joe. We were able to raise our down payment a lot faster than we thought.
No way.
What was that called again? Home Fund Me. That's H-O-M-E fundme.com. The website tells you everything you need to know.
So this Home Fund Me thing is from CMG Financial? What's CMG Financial?
They're a mortgage company. That's all they do. So they're really, really good at it. Their office is in downtown St. Joe.
Awesome. I'm going to check them out.
Copyright 2018 CMG Financial. All rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS number 1820 in most, but not all states. CMG Mortgage Incorporated is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Tired of renting? Visit cmgfi.com or call 269-932-0577.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate. Brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about Real Estate. Joe Daniel, John Wallace, Doug Wartman, Mary Wartman, Mark Wartman, the Wartman Real Estate Group. Wartman Group at AT Properties is the email. One single phone number gets you to all three, 269-932-4272. Doug, you've been fairly quiet today.
Just taking it all in, trying to keep up with Joe over here.
What? Oh, yeah. That's not hard to do, Doug. Set your expectations higher. That's all I'm saying.
Are you ready for lightning round, Joe?
Sure. We'll do it. And Doug, you're going to get most of the lightning round questions because it's the first time we've been on here before. And last time I did lightning round with your dad, he started asking me questions, yeah. And it got a little weird.
If you turn a table on him, he gets real quiet.
I get nervous. So the first question is, if you had to cast a famous actor to play you in a movie about your life, who would it be and why?
Oh, this is tough, man.
I know. It got real deep real quick.
I'm nothing less with you.
I feel like if he shaved his hair down and dyed it black, Colin Farrell, maybe a little bit. Well,
Colin Farrell work. My first impression was Paul Newman, but I'm not sure he's around.
Reincarnate.
Little younger.
Sorry. I'm trying to think. Will Ferrell.
No.
You don't think so? No. Oh, that'd be a really funny movie, though.
When we were on the set Friday and we're done, the guy playing the father of the lead came up after and said, "You know who you look like?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Lee Marvin." Really?
Yeah, you do. You have that Lee Marvin look.
All right. Well, he's also gone. Yeah. Oh, Cap Blue. Okay. Yeah, I think it's the gray
Fonda.
These days.
Go see it. You probably don't even know what we're talking about, do you?
I have no
clue. Yeah.
You have to see it.
I go classic. Magnificent Seven.
Magnificent
The original,
Seven.
Not the remake.
Okay. Yeah, because they just remade that with like Denzel Washington, I think, and a bunch of people, right?
Is that they probably did, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They run out of movie ideas, so they go back and pull from some of these classics and add more special effects and CG stuff. So yeah, I know. People used to say Will Ferrell.
Young Brad Pitt.
A young Brad Pitt, you think?
Joe Pesci, maybe.
Who played Lurch in the Addams Family?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Thanks,
John. That's so mean.
Oh, I thought we were talking about me.
Oh. Actually, okay, you know what? That's not mean. That's super appropriate. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. All right, so Doug, your dad and I share a birthday. I didn't know. How did you know that? Did I tell you when my birthday was?
No. He's a creeper.
Okay.
All right. I'm the all-knowing. I know this stuff.
The omnipotent Wortman. Yeah. So your dad and I share a birthday. He and I go out drinking together. Mm. Who passes out first?
Probably you, Joe.
Really? Really? What'd your dad put in my drink? That's the question. I have a young...
He's like a fine wine, you know? Aged well.
Not like John, who's aged like milk.
No. I'm aged like scotch. Tap the veins.
All right, moving on. And then, Doug, last time you weren't here, we gave you the nickname Marky Mark because I lamented the fact that we have Mark and Mary and Doug. It just didn't carry on the M tradition. So you were Marky Mark. What other nicknames do you have that we can spoil you with?
Dougie Fresh.
Dougie Fresh.
Is that your rap name?
The Fresh Prince of
Mixtape
Paloma?
Drop in the summer.
That's fire. Wow, Dougie Fresh coming to, what do you, like Malibu's Most Wanted? Do you like wear big hoodies and put your hat off to the side?
You can buy this house.
That's right.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned this. There is a realtor out of Kalamazoo who recently starred, like his office was used and he was used in a rap video recently. I feel like Dougie Fresh needs to make his debut.
I don't know if it's real estate appropriate. I mean, I guess I could get it for my signs and everything. Dougie Fresh sold it.
Dougie Fresh. Yeah, keeping it real with Dougie Fresh.
Found it.
Dropping it like it's hot. Dougie Fresh.
All right, Mark, what was your nickname as a kid growing up? What'd they call you?
I didn't have any.
No nicknames?
No nicknames. My mom decided to name us three boys with one syllable names so they couldn't be shortened, and that was it.
Ah. Yeah, I've been wearing glasses in second grade, so they called me Walleye because it was similar to four eyes. And last name's Wallace, so, it was, you know. And then in high school, the basketball coach started calling me Wally. Leave it to Beaver.
Well, there you go.
Joe, what was your nickname growing up?
So up until high school, I was Joey. Which isn't really a nickname. That's just, you know, my mom called me Joey because if she thought I was being cool, she would call me Joe. She's like, hey, you knocked it out of the park, Joe. I'm like, yes. Or, you know, she's like, hey, you're your normally doofy self. So, hey, Joey, yeah, I'm glad you're here. Or when I was in trouble, it was
Joseph.
Or if she threw in the middle name, I was in for a hurting.
Hey, did you ever get in trouble growing up, Doug?
Never.
No. Yeah, my mom was John Robert.
Yeah. Middle name goes thrown in.
An octave higher, maybe.
We're going to put Dougie Fresh on blast. Tell us a really embarrassing story about Dougie Fresh when he was younger. The time he got most in trouble that doesn't involve, you know, police enforcement.
Disclaimer, never been arrested.
That we're aware of.
I remember when he was 3 years old and he went over to the neighbor's house and all the boys went out in the woods and they had their boots on. Well, Doug got stuck in a mud quicksand and the other boys ran back and got the mom and then she went and pulled Doug. The boots stayed in the...
Still in Connecticut in this mud pile.
Yeah. They're going to unearth those at some point.
That's right.
I think there was some like artifact from
Realtor Hall of Fame.
We're never going to have embarrassing stories about me like that because they'd be a lot more different. Let's put it that way. Okay, Joe. Mary, what was your name? Did you have a nickname growing up? As long as we're doing goofy things.
I can't say it on the air.
That sounds like a perfect ending to this week. The Home for the Summer tour has three different weekends, though it's Saturdays, actually. Three different Saturdays. This Saturday is the Harbor Country Tour, and that Harbor Country area stretches all the way 14th? Over to Buchanan.
Or what day is that?
That is Saturday, July 14th from 12 to 4.
Yeah, so when this runs on Saturday morning, it'll be today. And when it runs Thursday night, it'll be this Saturday.
You know when the next one is?
And then it's 2 weeks out from that on the 28th.
28th, yeah.
And that will be the St. Joe tour.
Yep.
And then
some great houses for that.
The Northern Indiana tour is the weekend of August 5th, August 4th. 4th, 5th.
Correctamundo.
Yeah, I have a wedding that weekend. So, but again, the open house is, it's
congratulations.
Not. Thank you.
No, he doesn't get to enjoy it. He just gets to pay for it.
Yeah, you're right. No, I get to enjoy it. But yeah, I get to pay for it. Yeah. The father's side of that, too.
Oh, this is such great food. And he's like eating it and enjoying it. And there's just a silent tear rolling down his face. And he wants to get seconds, but then he knows he has to pay more for it. Yeah.
No, Joe, I just need you to close another million so I can pay for the wedding.
I'm on it.
Yeah, anyway, so Harbor Country this week, this Saturday, noon to 4. And then the other two Saturdays, noon to 4. The 28th is the St. Joe region, which will stretch up, I believe, up into South Haven, too.
And Pawpaw Lake.
And Pawpaw Lake. And then the first weekend in August will be the Northern Indiana homes. And again, you can find more information at the Wortman website, mwortman.com, the atproperties.com website, and the website for the Home for the Summer tour is at homeforthesummer.com. Doug, Mary, Mark, glad you had a safe, fun 4th of July, and we'll look forward to having you back in a couple of weeks so we can talk about the homes coming up on the St. Joe tour.
Sounds great.
Sounds great.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate. Brought to you by CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820. Questions can be sent to Real Talk at WSJM.com. Real Talk About Real Estate will be back this same time next week on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.